flip some papers. I said, these are curious. So there it is. 12/01/2025, the patient is for Jacqueline Santos Romano. Santos Romano spells S-A-N-T-O-S hyphen R-A-R-O-M-A-N-O Romano. Jacqueline spells J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E. Date of birth is 09/04/2003. 22-year-old female here with a fever, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 2 or 3 days. But it's gotten worse. They said she's been using over-the-counter medication, which takes the fever down, but it comes right back up. Said she was at work, and they sent her home because of constant coughing, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports sore throat. She said sore pain is approximately 6/10 worse with swallowing. Next line, patient reports a headache. Said headache is pressure-like. Located in the maxillary and frontal sinuses region. Next line, patient reports nasal congestion. Says she has discharge from her nose, and her nose is stuffy. Next line, she denies chills. Correction, she reports chills, denies skin rashes, period. She denies stiff neck. Next paragraph, past medical history is none, past surgical history is none, social history denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use, family history is none, surgery, surgical history is none, allergies is none, medication is none. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems reviewed as negative except for those outlined above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% of your rare. Blood pressure is 109/77. Pulse 76, respiration 18, temperature 97.8. Period. Next paragraph, nose congested. Erythematous and edematous turbinates. Nares are congested. Next paragraph, face. No edema, no erythema. A patient reports pain in the maxillary and frontal sinuses region. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes/bronchi. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac. Regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, sinuses, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No visible peristalsis, period. No guarding, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules. No vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities. Full range of motion up on the lower extremities. No discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgia gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert, oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effects are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is fever. Number 2 is influenza A infection. Number 3 is sinus headache. Number 4 is sinusitis. Number 5 is acute rhinitis. Number 6 is bronchitis. Next line, next assessment. Cough. Next assessment, pharyngitis. Next assessment, odynophagia. Next assessment, myalgia, period. Next paragraph, we did the following tests today in the clinic. Strep, flu, COVID. Strep and COVID were negative. Flu is positive. Patient received the following in the ER in a clinic: Rocephin 1 gram IM, dexamethasone 5 milligrams IM, albuterol and Ultravent times 1 nebulizer. She was observed in the clinic for an additional 15/20 minutes. She reports improvements after these medications. She was sent home with the following: Bromfed DM 2/10/30/5 mL, 10 mL TID PRN for cough. Next medication: Xofluza 80 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 1 day, number 1. Next medication, Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO now, then 1 PO daily until gone, number 6, no refill. Next medication, Motrin, 800 milligrams, 1 PO TID PRN for a fever or pain, number 30. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.